Second date update.
We got Seth on the line. Seth went out with Charlotte. Seth, are you okay?
I actually have a little bit of a cold, so it's hard for me to breathe through my nose.
Okay, well, we'll try to work around it. Okay, Seth, tell us how you met Charlotte.
We actually met on Tinder.
Okay. And what did you guys do on your date?
Well, we went out for a couple of drinks. We had a good time, and I thought we made a really good connection, but I never heard from her again.
Okay. Did anything go wrong when you guys went out for drinks?
No, not at all. Not at all. We had great conversation. We have a lot of the same interests as each other. I thought it was a great date.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get your second date, okay?
Please do. I'm really interested to find out what happened, because it was really a great time, and we actually kissed at the end of the date.
Oh, okay. So it did go rather well.
I thought so.
All right. Well, let's give her a call, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Charlotte?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show on New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Okay.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us and had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Okay.
Do you remember going out with Seth?
Yeah.
Well, he said you guys had a great date, and then he said he never heard from you after that.
No, and I definitely am not interested in this guy. He shows up with this ridiculous fatty pack across his chest, like he's a school crossing guard. And I asked him about it, and thinking maybe, you know, he had a backpack or something with a broken strap. But he kept telling me that he was just being fashion forward.
Did it look like he was wearing a fanny pack kind of like almost like sideways across his chest, like around his shoulder?
You got it. Yes.
Interesting.
Is that a thing or something?
It's more like an Instagram kind of thing, I think.
He has an Instagram following. I don't know if he wants to be famous with it, but we're out on a date and he's expecting to put it on Instagram. And I was just thoroughly, you know, yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, he's like an Instagram bro.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like everything's entire life has to be for show. And I thought it was just too much. So, you know.
It just wasn't what you were into, the flashiness?
No.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Seth asked us to call on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him online for just a second just to kind of get his side to this?
Sure.
Seth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear your fashion forwardness was a bit of a turnoff for Charlotte?
Yeah, I heard that. I don't understand why. It was a cool fanny pack. It was a little retro, and it was part of my hashtag OOTD.
Okay, I have absolutely had it with IG influencer wannabes with their outfits of the day and their fashion forward selfies.
Listen, you need to get up with the times. It's what's going on in the world. Get up with the times. In the old days, it was something else. Now it's Instagram. You have to go with the flow.
So would you consider yourself a blogger? Like, you've got a pretty good following?
Blogger? That's so low budget. I'm an influencer. Thank you.
Golly.
Yes, I have 22,000 followers.
Okay. All right. Well, very nice. I guess the question here is, Charlotte, would you like to be follower 22,001 and go out a second time with Seth? I'll pick up the tab for date number two. Any interest in going out a second time with Seth now that you know he has 22,000 followers?
Thank you, but no.
Hey, you're lost. I could post photos of you, hashtags. I could get you more followers. I could help you out in whatever you do. That's what an influencer does. You're lost. I'll be all right. I'll have 23,000 followers by the end of this radio call.
Is that part of the dating package that you offer to people, that you'll help boost their Instagram followers?
Hey, when you date someone, you sell yourself and what you have to offer. This is one of the many things I have to offer.
Well, you know what? Then let me just throw it one more time out to you, Charlotte. You sure don't want to pass on this? Are you sure you want to pass on this?
Yeah, I definitely want to pass on this.
Okay, all right. You're very sweet to come on the air with us. Thank you so much for your time.
You know what?
Hashtag BYE.
Oh, I think he's saying bye to us.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast on our website, HawkeyeOnAir.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeOnAir.com/podcast.